The conference will now begin.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Hi, Heather. We're on page Kuf Nun Hei. Kuf Nun Hei, Das Midashecha. We're learning about Sina, Sinas Chinam, hatred that comes from the Sod of Afar. It's very much nogea to where we are right now, unfortunately, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and still sitting in the gullus of Sinas Chinam, of this which led to the Churban Bayis Sheni. Let's just review a little bit from the top of the page. Kan be'etzem nitzoch tikkun harba yoyser amuk. The tikkun of sinna. That's our limud for today. How to work on this, how to repair this problem of sinna misota often. Kan be'etzem nitzoch tikkun harba yoyser amuk. Yidun b'vechazal. Mikdash vishim b'pnei macharav. The Gemara says, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And they slashed the Varam Shahayubo because of the three things, Avodah Zarah, Gilai Rais, and Shvichas Dam. Avodah Mikdash Sheni, Shavu Oizki Mitara Uva Mitzvah, Shavu Mitzvah Chasadim. But the second Beis HaMikdash, where everybody was busy with learning and with mitzvahs and all kinds of nice chesed projects and so on, but Nehmachar, why was it destroyed? But Nehshahayisa Beis Sineschim. Because of sinas chinam. So you see, it's possible that there could be sinas chinam, even though there was gemilas chasadim. It's not a contradiction. Madu ha-sinas chinam hechriv es habayis. Why is it that of all the things that go on in a nation, and there are other things that were wrong with us, why is it that sinas chinam clinched it to bring to the churban? Madu ha-sinas chinam hechriv es habayis. Hagdaras Adava, bias in Yanot Sirov Shalavanim. A bias is built by being mitzarev, by joining together different stones, brick stones. Sinas Chinam, Ma'amida Devar Ma'asmanim. The Inyan of Sinna, we spoke last week about Sinas Chinam, the Inyan of Sinna is that it dismantles and takes apart. Sinna is what sets each person apart from the other and separates one from the other. A bias is created through being mitzaref avanim. On a deeper level, the Jewish people are called Evan Yisrael, Yaakov, you know, Evan Yisrael, and each Jew was like one part of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Holy Rapture, so another Sadiq can talk about. That's why the Svarim explained, the Rapture, so another Sadiq can explain, when we say that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash should be b'mher b'yameinu means with our days, with the days of our lives. That through our lives, we're able to, each one, to contribute his part of the Beis HaMikdash. So each person is like a stone. And when there's sinas chinam, sinna causes, sinna means dismantling, it means separating. It's the opposite of tziruf. Churban habayis in yono, efo, shalokhu es kol avne habayis, vehemidu kol evan la'atzma. Sinas chinam means that I can't stand this other Jew. I can't, I'm one stone. Havas chinam hikasha'en siba lehav. See, you can love somebody because it's your friend. You can love somebody because it's your cousin. You can love somebody because he's helped you, he's done all kinds of nice things to you, and you have a karsha tov. You can love him for many, many different reasons. Havas chinam means kasha'en siba lehav. There is no other reason. Now, there could be a lot of reasons that you care for this particular person. But ahava shechina means ahava in such a way that it's not because he did this for me. It's not because we're related, mishpacha. It's not because it's my child. It's without a siba. It's for the real, real underlying siba, which is, I love this person because even though I don't know him, even though he's never done anything for me, and even though it could be that right now I'm upset with him, but in the root of our existence, we are one. It's not some sort of a nice catchy thing for, you know, an ad for some moisa that's trying to promote unity. The Yerushalmi says such a thing that if by mistake with your left hand, by mistake you were swinging around or something, and with your left hand you hit your right hand. Shemiyad achas hiksa b'toz, by mistake as a yad ashniya, your right hand hit. By accident, hit your left hand. You're not going to go back now with your left hand and give a pass to your right hand. Why? Because even though these are two separate hands, and they're two sides of your body, they're very far away. Mizrach and Marav, mamish, far away. But since intuitively one understands and feels that my two hands are just extensions of who I am, of my being, of my existence, of my essence. Therefore, the Yerushalmi says, nobody will give a patch to his other hand to punish him for hitting him, for hitting that hand. Zuli Ahavaschin. This is the definition of Ahavaschinim. Ein Siba L'Hesached. You don't need a reason to get together. You don't need a reason to feel a connection. Because he is a chassid, I'm a chassid. He's a litvak, I'm a litvak. He's a sradi, I'm a sradi. He's a cousin, I'm his cousin. He helped me out, I help him out. Or I acknowledge his help. It's not for that reason that we're ein si b'los achet, el Hashem echad mi'ikara. The mamish echad mi'ikara. To begin with, they're echad. At the root of their existence, they're one. So by Adam and Chava, by a man and a woman, a husband and wife, the Torah says, that a man leaves his parents, and he binds himself to his wife, and they become one flesh. The reason why they're able to become one flesh is that they're returning to that existence which was before their neshamas descended into their bodies in this world. Because to begin with, they were one. If there's separation, if two things or people are different and coming from a different place, then there needs to be some cause that will bring them together. These two are coming from a different place. There needs to be some cause that will bring whatever that cause is. There needs to be a cause, an external cause that will bring them together. Since they're coming from different places, different shiroshim. Avim mi'ikara hayu echad, but if at the very beginning, you were one, and then from there, there was some sort of a branching out. The cause for joining with that person is because that's how you originally were. That's where you come from. That's who you are. It was just a temporary, even if it's for a long time, but it's a temporary separation, a split, but you come from the same place. I'm not talking about just the geography, obviously. From the same shoresh. That's called Ahavas Chinam. There doesn't have to be any kind of an external reason for loving this person, since the person is yourself. Sinas Chinam Ba'omka Yehedet Tfisas Asharish. Where does Sinas Chinam come from? Sinas Chinam comes Ba'omka in the depths from a heder tfisas asheres, not grasping, not understanding, not feeling the sheresh, the root. Shebesheresh hayinu achad. In the root, in the sheresh, we began our journey as one. Shebesheresh hayinu achad. Ela tfisas ha'anofim bilvad. All this person who's guilty of sin and sinim, all he's able to grasp are the anafim, the branches. Sheshamon in the front of him, because by the branches there's a separation. He went, this guy made a right turn and ended up in Morocco, and this guy made a left turn and he ended up in Kiev or something, or he ended up in Los Angeles, but. It's one sheresh, and they began together, and we're going to all end together. If a person gets stuck in the world of anafim, of branches, then the Moroccan feels only a shaykhis to Moroccans. He said, that's my culture. I'm used to the language. I'm used to the climate. I'm used to the customs of Morocco, and so on and so forth. But the Jewish community in Morocco is just an extension, a branch, of what's called in Shemayim Knesset Yisrael. And at the root of existence, we're all one. Not like one. Not that let's unite and so on. Not what they use those Loshinas, the United States of America. The emes and the sheresh were all one. This is a sheresh echad. Kedugmas ilon, like sheesh lo sheresh echad, is like a tree where there's one root, v'anofim u'peres merubim, and many branches and many fruit that are growing from that root. Tfisas ha-sheresh ilo olam tfisas shel achdus shel echad. The correct tfisa, grasp, and way of thinking is a tfisa from the Sharish. The Tfisa of the Sharish is La'olam a Tfisa of Achdus, Shal Echad, the Tfisa of the Sharish. Tfisa Shal Peiris, he Tfisa Shal Pirud. However, from the perspective of branches and fruits, that there are Jews, there are Moroccan Jews, there are Polish Jews, and Hungarian Jews, and Israelis, and so on. From the perspective of branches and fruit, there's already riboy. There's a tremendous diverse, completely different type of cultures and so on that separate languages, that separate and divide between all of these different Jews. Mitzad the pears. Mitzad the branches and the pears. But mitzad the sheresh, it's echad. Tvisas Hashar, Shilo Elam, Tvisas Shal Achka Shalacha, Tvisas Shal Peresi, Tvisas Shal Pirud. Therefore, the word pre, Peresh Yud, is Miloshin Pirurim. Pirurim means crumbs, when something crumbles into tiny pieces. So pre is a Loshin of Pirud, Loshin Pirud, of separation, as the Maral teaches. That's crummy. When Jews are stuck in a tfisa of the branches and the fruits, the pre, then that's a world of pirurim. That's a world of crumbs, where everything is separated and divided. That's crummy. And that leads to sinus chinam. The sinus chinam, you see, the person's not me. The person's different than me. So Ahavas Chinam, in Yana Tfisas Sharish. The Inn of Ahavas Chinam is Tfisas Sharish, is the grasp from the root. Sinas Chinam, in Yana Tfisas Anafim. Sinas Chinam comes from that way of seeing things, which is a Tfisas Anafim. Misha Toyfes Anafim, lo Oilam Yit Pais Piyu. A person whose way of thinking of seeing is anafendik, is with the branches, so he's always going to see pirud. So even if this guy is a chassid, he's going to say, yeah, but I'm a Polish chassid, and I don't get along with Hungarian chassid, or I'm a Chabad chassid, and I don't get along with Russian Hasidim, other Hasidim, only Chabad Hasidim. So, even within the world, this guy's in the yeshiva. He's a guy from the Mir. So he's a Mir. He doesn't feel connected to a Chaim Berliner. Doesn't feel connected to a guy from Bonneville or from Lakewood. There are divisions and subdivisions and subdivisions, and the world of Schinas Chinam. What they all share in common is tfisas hapri, tfisas hapirud, the word pri in it, tfisas hapirurim, crumbs, that way of looking at things, that grasp, that way of seeing things. That's the underlying cause of sinas chinam. That way of looking, that perspective of pirud, of branches, not the root. Misha Toifis Anaf Mo'elam Yit Pais Pirud. Ha'anaf Ha'rochak B'yoseh Ba'arba Yisaydus. The Anaf that represents the furthest extension away from the Sharish is the Yisayd of Afar, of dirt. Of dirt. Sin of Achlolus in Yonin Nevdolus. Now, as we learned over the past 2 weeks, that Sinna in general is the ingin of separation, of nevdolus. Yesh nevdolus me'esh, we learned about nevdolus that comes from the sort of fire, and nevdolus me'ruach, separation that comes from ruach, the four ruchas, and nevdolus me'mayim, and nevdolus that comes from water. Kol elu sibos le nevdolus, or sibos le siluka nevdolus. And we learned how each one of these can cause separation and division, and how each one can cause unity and coming back together. Kifisha Dubal, as we learned. Yisod, page Kufnan Vav. Yisod ha'ofer, mitzad asmo, hu nivdal. Really, there's nothing as nivdal as the yisod ha'ofer. Zetivah, that's its nature. Kol gargir ve'gargir, every granule of sand, is mugdal ha'asmo. Is a separate existence. Misha Toifes Tfisas Ofer. A person who has that Tfisa of Ofer. Which you see that in the word Ofra, you also have the lashon, the Isis of Pei Reish, which are the Isis of Pirud, as we learned Pri and Pirud. All of the Pei Reishes are in honor of separation. Prisha. Prisha means to be separated. Pritzus, to break away, also. Separate and break away. So Ofra is a Pei Reish. And that's the tfisa of separation of Pirud. And that is the underlying cause of sinas chinam, that way of looking things from the perspective of the anofim, of the branches and not the root. When a person reaches the innermost point of his soul, when it comes to the neshama, I'm not even talking about the innermost level of neshama, when he comes to his neshama, the madregus in the neshama, when he comes to the neshama, neshama hu toife shekol nishma yisrael hein echad b'sharshan, in that place of the neshama, there's a clear understanding that all nishma yisrael in Echad B'Sharshan, or one in their Sharish. Kol Nishma Yisrael in Echad B'Sharshan. I just saw in a sefer the other day how Rav Huttner, when he was speaking about his Rebbe, Rav Kook, said Rav Huttner, please hold for 1 second, this could be an emergency, you can leave 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. So, Rav Huttner was speaking about his Rebbe, about Rav Kook. And Rav Huttner said that when Rav Kook would say, he always would call the Jewish people Knesset Yisrael, because Knesset Yisrael means what we're talking about, at the root of our existence. And that Sharish and Shemayim, that we're all Echad, we're all one. So that's what Rav Kook would always speak about the Jewish people. Not Am Yisrael, but Knesset Yisrael. So Rav Huttner said that when Rav Kook would say the words, anytime that he said the words, Knesset Yisrael, it was with a certain deep emotion, that he would become emotional when he was talking. And he would speak about the Jewish people, and he said Knesset Yisrael, that Rav Kook would be filled with emotion, that Rav Huttner said you could see on him that He became just from saying the words, Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael. Because he could say more than almost anybody else. I'm not saying anybody, more than almost anybody else, because I don't know how to measure these tzaddikim, but he lived in that reality of Knesset Yisrael, of Nishmas Yisrael, of a tfisa of the Sharish, of the root. And that's all he was talking about and teaching about. So when a person gets to that place of the neshama, shamu taifish kol nishmas Yisrael hen echad b'sharsha, there he's able to grasp that all nishmas Yisrael are echad b'sharsha. Ubedakos yoyser habriya b'sharsha hi achas. And really, if you go deeper, all of creation, of course, is the source of all of existence is one. And Rav Kook was very much like that as well, even beyond Am Yisrael, beyond Knesset Yisrael. He felt and he lived in that place of Echad. Zuri Ahavas Chinam. Ahavas She'im L'Sibu. This is Ahavas Chinam, an Ahavas that doesn't have a cause. Because an ahava that has a cause means that they're really not together, and there needs to be some external cause to bring them together. So, as I mentioned, the pair. So, when there was, you have a Lubavitcher, and you have a guy from Lakewood. They have no shaychus to each other. They would never talk to each other. They would never sit and spend a minute with each other. Unfortunately, that's very common. I hope I'm exaggerating. There are, of course, exceptions, but there's a problem like that. But then, when you had this, then when there was this, the inyan of Rubashkin when he was in jail, then Lubavitch and Lakewood were able to get together. Because I've spoken about that very often, how then the whole world was getting worked up and emotional, like when you see a Chassidish guy putting his arm around a soldier or something, an Israeli soldier, everybody gets teary-eyed. And that teary-eyed emotional reaction is because you're feeling, normally you live in a place of pirud, of anafim, of branches, and a separation. And these two, from your perspective of separation, these two are very, very far apart. What does Lubavitch have to do with Lakewood? There are all kinds of fights and things going on. Who knows? They're still upset about Soma Kalbach, where he belonged, and other stuff. And Mitzad the Anofim, these are like two different. They both put on film, and they both believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu, the 13 Ikar. And even though I know there are some who would try to say that that's not true from the two sides, but they do. So why is it that everybody's getting all emotional to see the guy from Lakewood and the guy from Lubavitch sitting down together, and there's a Satmar guy thrown into the mix? Wow. And there's a Svadi there trying to help out with Rubashkin. Wow. And then there's a guy with a Kippah Sruga. Unbelievable. This is Mamish. It can't get better than that. We feel that way because we're living in such a shallowness of anofim, which is why we're still in the golos of sinas chinam. Kilu, these two Jews need something to bring them together, like a cause to bring them together, because they're so separate. It's a whole mabat. It's a whole perspective of separation. It's hadisharish. What's the chiddush? Why? What's the chiddush that these two people, three or four, can sit together and work together and love each other? What's the chiddush? Why are you getting excited about that? And if somebody says something that you don't like, you can hate the person. A Jew says something you don't like, you can hate the person, you feel anxious to the person. The guy, whatever it is. How could that be? Because when a person comes from the Alma de Piruda, the world of peros, of fruits and branches, not from the world of the Shairish, so then there's enough of a difference between the two of us, just a difference of opinion. There's enough of a difference between the two of us that makes it impossible for us to be together, impossible for us to have a connection with each other. That's a tfisa of Anofim, and that's called Sinas Chinam. So I think that Rav Schwartz is helping us out a lot with this term of Sinas Chinam to understand what it means, which we've been talking about this all of our lives, what Sinas Chinam is. Ahavas Chinam is that way of seeing things from the perspective of Mishmas Yisrael, which is B'sherish, everybody's one. And Kishem Shain Sibyl Kach Shodam Ohirazatsma. They say, I don't have to explain why I love myself, why my left hand loves my right hand and would never punish my right hand, because they're just two parts of the same body, of the same person. There doesn't need to be any kind of a Siba. You don't have to have a conference to introduce your right hand to your left hand. And then everybody's getting all emotional because you're sitting there and you're holding your hands together, and someone says, "That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I was watching you all day." And the person says, "I was watching you all day, and your right hand was on your right side of the body, and your left hand is on the left side of the body, and you were like so far away, and I just felt so bad. And then all of a sudden, I saw that your right hand and your left hand were holding each other." So you say, whoa, hold on. My left hand and my right hand were holding each other because I was cold and I just wanted to rub my hands together to get some warmth. And the person says, "Yes, whatever the reason, I don't care. I think it's so beautiful. I'm so moved by how your right hand and your left hand got together. It's just touching. It's inspiring. I'm going to make a video about it. I'm going to make a video about how these two opposite worlds of the right side and the left side, the right hand and the left hand, they were able to get together. What brought them together? That Nebuch, they were both cold. And since the right hand was cold and the left hand was cold, they joined together to give each other warmth. No? That's absurd. The same way that it's absurd to get all emotional because it's possible for a Satmar to sit with a Lubavitcher, and there's a Lubavitcher to sit with a Litvak, and you're getting all emotional about it, and you're getting all worked up about it. Why? B'sharish hemechad. B'sharish hemechad, mamish. It's like the two hands, the right hand and the left hand. What are you getting all worked up about? Because the right hand and left hand got together to work on a common project. So everybody's getting all excited that they're crying when they look at the there's a video of some Satmar guy, and he's together with a guy with a kippah struga, and they're talking to each other. They have a group, and they're learning together. So everybody will go around in 1 second, viral everywhere. Look at this. There's a picture of a Satmar guy, and there's a picture of a modern guy, and they're like brothers. They're mamish. Look how they get along with each other. It's unbelievable. And it's going to be a whole deep emotional thing about how they got together. Well, there's somebody that sent a clip around like a year or two ago. It was a film that was made. I mean, they were actors, but to bring out a certain point from a story that happened, like it happened, it didn't happen, I guess. Maybe it's a true story, but it was a very, very chiloni Israeli guy, a real secular Israeli, a young guy, standing at a bus stop in the middle of the Negev somewhere, standing at a bus stop waiting for the bus together with an old frum guy. And the old frum guy, they're just standing there waiting for the bus. The secular guy can't even look at the frum guy. He's like a nervous guy. He's checking his watch every second, his cell phone. And the old frum guy takes out some nuts or something. And he turns to the secular guy, to the young guy, and the old man says, "Achi, my brother, would you like to have something to eat?" He offered him a nut or whatever he was eating. "Would you like to have?" And the young guy, the secular guy, says, "Sticha, Achi, you called me brother? I'm not your brother. And the old man looks confused and says, "Why? How come I'm not your brother?" So young fellow says, "Because I eat cheeseburgers, and my friends died on, you know, and they're buried on Har Herzl, they're the soldiers, and you're just like, you're a firm fanatic, whatever, religious fanatic, Haredi or something, so don't call me Achi." So the old man says, "Uchozot, nevertheless, don't we all come from the same fathers and mothers? Don't we come from the same fathers and mothers?" So the Israeli gives a smirk, the young guy, the secular guy, and he rolls up his sleeves and he shows a tattoo on his arm. But he has a tattoo. And he says to the old man, "So are you still my brother?" "I know you look down on my hamburger, you look down on my tattoos, you look down, and you believe that because I, and according to you," the young man says to the old Jew, to the old firm guy, "that you wouldn't allow me to be buried in the cemetery together with you because I had a tattoo on my arm. So don't call me Achi, don't call me brother. the old man rolls up his sleeve, and he says, I also have a tattoo. And the young guy looks at him and goes, whoa, whoa. And the old man says that I learned by somebody who taught me that really all Jews are brothers. That's what I learned by. Now the Israeli, the second guy, is talking with Eretz, and he said, and he says, who's your teacher? Me, I'm a Reshecha. So the old man says, Karimlo Adolf Hitler. Karimlo Adolf Hitler. That's his name. So the young guy goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyway, in the meantime, maybe you saw this, but in the meantime, the young guy gets a phone call on his cell phone. He starts looking away for a second to answer. And then when he comes back, the old man is not there. And now the secular guy goes, calls him Yosef, because he told him his name. He says, Yosef, and he doesn't know who the old man is. No one's answering. And he goes, Achi, my brother, where are you? Can't find him. All of a sudden, some young guy comes up from the side of the road, a guy like the Kibasuga, long pace, and sits us out. And he asks the young Israeli secular guy, the bus came yet? There was a bus here. So the secretary says, no, but he adds the word Achi, no, my brother. Okay, it's a beautiful story, it's a beautiful marshal. And it's a tragedy that we need to be reminded of that. That Achi is something that is higher than whether you eat a hamburger, whether you eat a cheeseburger, whether you eat Gat Kosher. Achi is something which is higher, comes from a higher place, my brother. Achi. It's a tfisa of Ahavas Chinam, to be able to see right to the essence, to the core. And in that place, what we have is Knesset Yisrael. And we come from that same exact Sharish. That way of thinking is called Ahavas Chinam. The other way of thinking, branches, fruit, and so on, the other way of thinking is the Sharish of Sinas Chinam, The right hand and the left hand don't need to have a lecture of why they should be able to get along with each other. The Sharish, they're one. Zehu Oymek Tikun HaSinas Chinam. The last one, Kufnun Vav. This is the Oymek Tikun of Sinas Chinam. Yitzia Mitfisas Pirud. So Yisoyda Ofer. Overcoming that shallow, empty, superficial way of seeing everything through the lenses of period of separation, which is the Yisod HaOfer. And to begin to see, to be a person of depth, to be an Ish Neshama, a Neshama de Kemensh, that is able to look beyond the external differences in clothing and appearances, and even in certain hashkafas and so on, and hugging, to see beyond that and to see to the Sharish. You'd see me tfisa spiritual yisada offer, utfisa Sharish adora shakulayacha. Akan for now, for the meantime, our discussion about sinna, hatred. Perek Yud Aleph, Kufman Zayin. This is also very, very much Nogaya. Everything here is. This is very much Nogaya to the Churban and to our present Matzav and Golus. This parak is about Hayyavesh Shabbalatha. The dryness of offer, and what that means in our lives, the quality of dryness in our lives. Let's see. Ikaro she yisoid ha'offer, the Iker of the Yesod HaOfer, comma, Hu HaYovish, is its dryness. The paragraph is Abayna B'sugiyas HaYovish. In this paragraph, we're going to try to understand on a deeper level this sugya of Yovish, of dryness. Reishis B'gidrei Chachma, Fizeb B'gidrei Koichas Nefesh Adam, to try first to understand in our way of thinking, and then in the Koichas Nefesh. Hecha Misra HaYovish, where do we see this Yovish? In our way of thinking, and in the Koichas Nefesh. Hecha Misra HaYovish, Kilkulai B'tikuna. The Kilkul, in other words, the destructive manifestation of dryness, and the Tikun of that problem of dryness. How do we see all of this? Yovish Hagderoso, Dovish Mesulak Menachias. Dryness is some means where something where Chias is gone. There is no Chias. There's no life. So see, look of Mesulak Menachias. Mesulak Menachias. Yeshnon Madregas Vyovish. There are Madregas of Yovish. There are different levels of dryness, and corresponding to that, there are different levels of siluk achiyus, of how much light is missing. But the ultimate yovish, when something is absolutely yovish, dry, it means a complete dryness from life, an absence of life. Commission is Borla El Barucha, the Yisoyha author, Shanem Abay, as we learned when we began speaking about the Yisoyha author, Kibyoma Cholcha Mimenum Mois Tomus. When you eat from the Etadas Teirah, you will die. And the Torah says, Offer Ata, and you will return to the dirt. You are dirt, and you will return to the dirt. So life is the opposite of the dirt. When the Gezeirah took place, that man is going to die, Mois Tomus comes together with Al-Ofer Toshev. The return to the dirt, to earth. He was alive, he was filled with Chias, and now there's the Gzeirah of Mois Tomus. And the Gzeirah of Mois Tomus means the opposite of Chias. The opposite of Chias is Yovish, is dryness. And the ultimate dryness is the complete Siluk of Chias, the complete absence of life, which is death. Zu Hagdara Sa Yovish Sheba Ofer. This is the Hagdara of Yovish Sheba Ofer. Roshuas explains that even though this dryness is a very strong quality, a tchuna of afar, but the truth is that fire is the strongest gilui of yovesh. Ki yisod ha'afar alaf ha'yaseh yovesh, because afar, even though it is yovesh, the earth, the ground, even though it's dry, hugam kar, but it's also this coolness. It has that quality of coolness. The kevich misterefus like kriya reservation and musul kriyas lagami. And because of that presence of some coolness, it means that it's not musul kriyas lagami. It's not altogether without life. Hakor Yoitzer the midah mesuyemes chiyus. On some level, that coldness generates some chiyus, some life, as it says in pasuk, Mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. When a person is faint and very hot and tired, so and he has some water, that's mayim karam al nefesh ayefa. It's described like cold water on a weary soul. So that also has some life to it. Luma zayis yisod ha'esh hinei chom v'yavesh. Whereas the yisod of fire has both qualities. Fire has in it both qualities. It's dry and it's hot. Hinechom, it's hot, v'yavesh, and dry. So besides that it's dry, and the fire dries everything out, gam hachoim shavo miyavesh. It itself, the fire, turns everything dry, and the chom, and the heat of the fire, dries everything. V'chein ha-negev nikra negev. And therefore, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael is called Negev. The sun dries out everything in the Negev and makes everything dry in the Negev. Zohar Yovesh Agomer. That's complete Yovesh. Fire is complete Yovesh. Sarach Lahavin Zeis. We need to know, understand more about this, the fire and the Afar, to know more about the connection and differences. But we're beginning with at least a proper definition, a clear definition. Hayovesh Sarach Shob Yisayt Afar. The root of Yovesh, of dryness, is in the Yisod of Afar. Avol Ein Zeh Yovesh Gomer, but it's still not complete Yovesh. HaYovesh HaGomer Mezgal B'Yisod HaEish. Absolute and complete Yovesh, that's Mezgal that becomes revealed through the Yisod of Fire. Loshna Acheres. HaYisod HaYovesh B'Yosar Hu Afar. The driest of all of the Yisoides is Ofer, is the earth, is dirt. Ulam, however, a Yisod ha-miyabesh b'yoser hu ha'esh. But the Yisod that can dry out other things more than anything else, that's the Yisod of fire. An eich mezgal ha-yabesh b'yoser ofer, v'eich mezgal b'yoser ha'esh. How does this dryness, how is it revealed in the Yisod of Ofer? And how is it revealed in the Yisod of Eish of Eish Kuf Nuchas? Yoivish, the Yisod of Ofer, dryness that comes in the Yisod of Ofer, Matzina B'Torah, we see in Chumash, it was just a few weeks ago in the parasha. Shekasher, his learning the Ha'am, the Kivas HaTaiva, that when the nation was complaining by Kivas HaTaiva, Shenafsham Kotzer B'mon, that they were sick and tired of eating mon. Ubol L'dvoya Basa. And they were demanding meat, to have meat. The way they describe this feeling of being sick and tired of having had enough of the mon was in these words, "Ata nafshenu yevesha." For unkles, our souls parched, dry. Munkasham to again. Kanaf shana to Eva. Harisha Yovish Yotze Benefish to Avon. that dryness, when you feel there's no chiyus, you feel that there's an emptiness, that creates a longing. That creates a taiva, a desire. The desire comes from that emptiness, from that feeling that I don't have. I'm hungry. Mi mugdo begidre halacha kadam sheyesh lo tava. In halacha, who is defined as somebody who has a desire? Evyon, an evyon, a very poor person. Kach pirish Rashi, ala Torah, b'shem Chazal, as a musag evyon. Shenikra kach machmas shehu ta'ev l'chol davar. The person who is impoverished, evyon is more than an ani. He's mamish. It's worse than being an ani. Evyon is has nothing, mamish nothing. And because of that emptiness, his soul has become dry. And shehu ta'ev l'chol davar. That's how Rashi explains. Shehu ta'ev l'chol davar, a person who has a desire, who's hungry. Chodav for everything. Zuvi Hagdara Sevyon, Shleishal Nefesh Yivesh. Because his soul is dry. He has a Nefesh Yivesh. Oysa Yivesh, Ena Mevi Osa Lasilik Shachiyas, Elu Latavam Shehu Toyev Lakal. This dryness does not lead this person to a loss of his life, a Silik Shachiyas. But to a tavon, a hunger and a desire, shu toev l'kol, he wants everything. Harei, hegdarnu shi yovesh in yonu silchiyos gom. Yovesh means a complete silik, a disappearance of life. Also, adam eshenav shi yovesh v'elo chiyos, a person whose soul is dry and doesn't have any chiyos. There's no vitality in his Avodas Hashem, just empty and dry. Are you toil l'chol davar? And he looks at himself, and he says that I'm dry, I'm totally dry. There's no chiyus. And that's true. But why? Madua. Rather, are you toil l'chol davar? But he's still with a longing, with a hunger. Madua adam sheyesh lo mitzvas chiyus. Because a person who still has some chiyus left in him. A person who has still some chiyus in him can feel that emptiness and that taiva that he's hungry for more. And then she is who loy taiv, who taiv lama she'en la. Adam she'en la klum, who taiv la kol. They're different madrigas. Right, well, Mr. Shemlo, it's getting late, so we'll pick up this, we'll talk about this in the connection between Taiva and the Yisod of Ofer and this Mida of Yovesh. We'll talk about it, Mr. Shem, next week.